bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. I've got quite the setup here this week. I'm sitting in a chair much lower to the ground than normal. I almost sat on the ground, actually. But when you have a record to do, an interview to do later in the day for the podcast, and simultaneously have to watch a three-month-old puppy, well, I tell you what, you got your hands full. She had a lot of energy, and I was worried she'd be all over the place, tearing things up, destroying things. But right now, she is calmly, better knock on wood, she is calmly laying down, resting. We'll see if that changes when I do the interview later, which is really how I would like her to be. But of course, I'm sure it'll be the other way around, where she'll be a spaz during the interview, and that'll be interesting, that's for sure. Well, welcome back to yet another week of the Trent Speaks podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. I hope that you all had a great 4th of July. Not only a 4th of July, but also a great holiday weekend thereafter. I always think it's kind of weird when the 4th of July falls there in the middle of the week, that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday feeling. Just because of the vibe and everything. It also always sucks when I go back home and I visit that people actually work. It's like people were actually working Monday through Wednesday. Well, when you don't have a real job anymore, and when you're kind of just hanging out, I don't know. It's interesting, that's for sure. But hey, that's what I want to talk about this week. I want to talk about patriotism, the 4th of July, the holiday, and not to forget about USA, 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 USA. The women's world champions of the World Cup, that is, the women's soccer team, taking it all on Sunday in a 2-0 victory over the Dutch. Thankfully, the Dutch were not wearing their wooden shoes, but who knows? Maybe it would have helped them. Maybe it wouldn't have made any more of a difference than it already had. But, you know, I had a podcast around Thanksgiving talking about being thankful and how, why do we only choose, well, give or take, but why do we only choose one day a year, or maybe not necessarily one day a year, but one time of year to say, you know, I'm thankful for this, or I'm thankful for that. And actually, that's kind of what occurred to me. What are you chewing on? See, this is what I have to deal with. What do you have? All right, I don't know what she had, or more so, where it went. But as we were driving down the street in Ludington, Michigan, over the holiday weekend, a thought of mine was similar to the thought of mine that I had around Thanksgiving time last year. Why is it not one day, but again, one time of year that we show so much patriotism? Yes, we fly our flags throughout the year and everything, but you don't see it near as much or near as going hard in the paint, if you're going to use a basketball term here, as you do throughout the year. And that, it really just got me thinking, why is it that we don't show more of that throughout the year? Why do we not have more of that pride and that joy and that happiness? I think I don't know if it's sometimes we just get lost in the holiday and lost in the time of year, and then we get, to me it's an excuse, but get busy in our lives that all of the rest of that gets put on the back burner. But when you see flags stuck in the ground lined along the side of the road, the only times that you see that are Memorial Day, at least in general. The only times you see that are Memorial Day, the 4th of July, and Labor Day. Well, maybe not Labor Day as much as Veterans Day. So, I think too often, and I guess this, you know, in the fall, we get lost. It's just a time, and I'm not going to try to be hypocritical here. I'll be honest. Yeah, it's a time to get together with friends and family. It's so great for all the festivities and all the fun and everything. And it's nice to have that vacation time and to spend time with other people, to go to the cottage, to go on a boat, to hang out with friends, to go to the lake, to watch fireworks, to go to the parade, to go to different festivals and festivities throughout the day. And there's so much pride that you see in those parades, in the festivities, the fireworks, the happiness. And look at the Women's World Cup. Whether you were the USA or the Dutch or France or anyone that participated, everyone has so much pride and so much joy and so much energy and passion for their teams. And that's something that they talked about leading up to the match that took place on Sunday in the pregame show. The Americans and the Dutch, how much pride and passion they had for their teams and everything. And one thing that got brought up is how, for example, let's take this Women's World Cup win. Every 4 years is when the World Cup is. So why do we forget about women's soccer, the U.S. national team, whether it's women's soccer, men's soccer? Why do we not have that same, that same passion and drive and energy those other 3 years rather than just this certain time of year? Just food for thought, something to think about as you go on throughout your week. How can you try to instill more of what it is that you're happy about, more of what it is that you're passionate about? For me, I was very passionate about watching every single Women's World Cup match. Maybe you're passionate about a certain hobby or something that you want to get into or learn more about or start to do. Or maybe you're passionate about reading or helping other people. But that would be my challenge to you. It's to find that passion and latch on to it like you find that passion on the 4th of July to celebrate America, to be happy with friends, family, loved ones, to have that same energy that you have at these big events, these big times of year, and carry that throughout your entire life. Next week, you won't have to hear me ramble. Applause, applause, applause for that, I'm sure. As I have been communicating with a couple people to come on as guests for the podcast. Again, you're always welcome on as a guest. Reach out to me. Trent Speaks on Instagram and Facebook. TrentSpeaks@gmail.com. You can also tell your friends about the podcast, both on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts as well. Maybe it's on other platforms, maybe it's not. To be honest, I don't really know. But you can find me on those on those major ones. I hope everyone has a great week. Again, I look forward to sharing some people's stories within the next few weeks here. And until then, stay classy. I don't know what to say.